Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners and our friends and family. Oh, Ronnie will take us away in prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come together to thank you for this beautiful day.
Thank you, Father.
And we want to thank you for given us the revenue of the spread of your word.
Thank you.
For just being so merciful.
Thank you.
So loving.
Yes.
And to let you know that we love you. Master, Spirit.
Direction that we're going, and God is just doing so many new things for us, and it's been a blessing because He's shifting us, and this shift is doing a show. You know, we're still going to be broadcasting, but this could be the new direction. So, you flipping up Jesus is still going to deal with you. And keeping it real with the Rollins is still going to deal with everyday life. Just keeping it real. But the shift is going to be more, you're going to see us more and more doing a lot of teaching and doing more of the talk show set up. Because that's what God is taking us in that direction. You're going to still get that good old word. We're going to still bring in the word. You could be getting a little bit different. I know there's going to be times when we won't be able to be seated. God ain't going to let us be seated the way we seated. Because I won't call no names, but I know somebody will be behind the pulpit in that word. But we ain't going to talk about that much, you know. Somebody they think they need. But you know what, today, we're going to talk about, why read the Bible? Why read the Bible? You know, everybody don't think it's important to read the Word. They don't think reading the Bible is important. But the Bible itself says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. You know, we sort of kind of touched on it last week. You know, I hear some people say that, well, you know, man wrote the Bible. Yes, man wrote the Bible, yes. But it was inspired by God. It's to understand the being inspired by God. I can remember back when we were living in Michigan. I was writing the Upon region, and it was a banquet the book, the ad book, the whole nine yards. And I can remember from A to Z, the whole time I was writing it, the Lord was on me. When I was writing the letter itself to the pastor that I was writing for, the Lord was on me. And with that, you know, that's just one of the times I can really go and say that the Lord was truly, that I truly understand being inspired by the Lord, and it's not your word, but God's word. You know, I mean, God inspires me to do a lot of things. Like He will give me a scripture. He gives me a scripture in my spirit, and then I'll go research. And when I research, God don't always tell me what to write. You know, He don't inspire me all the time what to write to give to you. But He will inspire me with the scripture. And then there are some times when I will write something, and God will take what I wrote and just do away with it and give you something completely different. You try to say one thing, and God will give you something completely different. So I do understand the Bible when they say it's inspired by God. Because this is the word of Jesus, the life of Jesus when he walked, the life when the other prophets and our other leaders walked with God, and what God wanted us to get from it, and the lessons that he wanted us to learn. What you say about it?
My take on that is, if you don't read the Bible, you know how to please Jesus.
Everybody not trying to please Jesus, so now what?
Well, let me tell you something. That's your only hope. That's your only hope.
It is.
You know, I heard something this morning, because I'm always into the TV, listening to someone, might say something that catch me, I stop right there, you know. But this morning I was listening, and it hit on something that I used to hear, you know, that all of us is a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you're not saved,
come on now.
Are you a child of God? You haven't got saved and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know. What I heard is you're not a child of God.
For what I know. Jesus said that you gotta be born again.
And that's it.
And
wait a minute, ain't that the same thing?
Yes, it's the same thing. Well, Jesus said you gotta be born again. And in order for you to become a rightful heir to the king, so you can't be an heir unless you're a child. Unless you're in a family.
True.
So in order for you to be a rightful heir, you have to have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to believe that he died. You have to believe that he rose up again. You got to believe not only did he die, but that he died for our sins. And it's because of his death that we're able to come to God, to his mercy seat, and ask for forgiveness and repent. And because of that, we're able to become the children of Jehovah, whereby we can cry, Abba Father.
And where are we going to learn that?
The Bible. The Bible.
See, and the then Bible. Once you know that you're a child of God,
mm-hmm.
and now just being a child of God, just don't cut it. You have to walk the walk.
Yes, you do.
Talk the talk.
Yes, you do.
And in order to talk the talk and walk the walk, you got to put your face in the book.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible, we read it, one, because it's a message from God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's telling us how to behave, how to live, what's right and what's wrong. It's grounding us. That's important, to be grounded. It's teaching us to stand for something. We don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything. You know, it's message is timeless. It's timeless. You know, First Peter, go ahead.
And then, that's your way. That's your way of talking, of God talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your way of Him talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Yeah. That's how you can really get a relationship with God.
Yes, yes.
Because you can turn around and you can ask. Now, you can turn around. You can ask God something.
Oh, yeah.
You can ask Him.
Mm-hmm.
You say you can't talk to Him.
I talk to him
every day. But you can ask Him a question.
Mm-hmm.
Go get His book. Go get the Bible. And you'll find it in there. An answer.
Yeah. It says, because it's necessary. All flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. That comes from 1 Peter.
That's it.
Yeah, that was it. 1:24-25.
No. It was here. Hey. We had 100,
and one
church anniversary today.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pastor said, the word then is still the word now.
Yes.
Ain't nothing changed.
That's right.
God is God.
But the word itself is more valuable.
And the word
is more valuable than riches.
And then if you know the word, then you can get a word back to God.
That's right. Give it back.
Give it back to Him. You know, you can be able to say, well, God, you said such and such and such a thing.
Well, you know what? Here it is right here. It's more valuable than riches. Listen to this. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. And that's coming from Psalms 119:72. Because everything that's been taken out of the mouth of the Lord is true. It's righteous.
And you know,
you
love it. Listen to me. Hey. Because I'm working on this thing, you know. I'm seriously working on this. And I'm going to get this thing. I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That I can speak whatever I want. I can have whatever I speak. What come out of my mouth is going to come to me. See, we all have that.
It says right here, because it is true success. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according. according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That comes from Joshua 1:8. You know, we walk by faith and not by sight. And everybody's faith is different. And I just got crazy stupid faith.
But we all have it.
Yeah, we all have it. But I guess what I'm saying, we all don't exercise it.
Right.
You know, crazy stupid faith. Doctor said I need to take certain medicine. And I'm like, I just don't receive that. I went home, prayed on it, and I didn't have faith. I remember when I used to get migraines so bad, I used to want the last food in my body. I had to get my staff injection. Nothing was working, nothing was working. And they kept coming. Until one day, I had to get to the God. God, Lord Jesus, you see. He took those migraines. I've been stuck with migraines. But I haven't had a migraine in 15, 20 years, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
I used to suffer with sinus so bad. Every time you see me, as my sister would say, you got a snot rag. Just when I talk, I sounded so horrible. It was horrible. And the man of God called it out one day. And he said, if you want to be healed, come down. And I just received my healing. I know Jesus can do it. Do you want to be healed? Yes, I believe Jesus can do it. He snatched my nose and put his fingers on my nose and cast that demon out. I haven't suffered with sinus. And as a matter of fact, that was in 97. I just want to get that. That was in 98. So, I just won't forget that because I know what God brought me from. I know how good He's been to me. I know that He will do what He says He's going to do in His world. I know you can ask God. I remember when I didn't have money.
Amen.
And my husband said, babe, you be around here. You be around here talking like you got $1 million. You act like God just gonna drop the money in your lap. And I remember one day I just said, you know what, if God want me to have it, if it means a helicopter solve it and the money fall out the helicopter and the bag into my lap, it will happen. But I know that God told me such and such and such and such. And I just believe it. I believe it. And you know what? Just as God gave it to me, just as He said it, it came back to us. And the woman came to church, the prophetess. And just as I gave the prophecy to my husband that God had given to me, she gave it to the church. I had never seen this woman before a day in my life. She said it starts with bishop first and then it trickles down. But that word was true. Because what she said we was going to be able to do, I did. God did. God gave us what He said He would give us. And, I'm a living testimony. We are a living testimony. We've had and we've had not. you have faith in God and believe his word, get your faith in that book and know that God is who he says he is, and that he is your redeemer, he is your savior, he is the light, he is the way. You do it, won't you, baby?
Amen. And you know he'll do it.
Oh, he'll do it.
You know he'll do it.
He will do it.
But you just because you can't ever think back.
Woo!
Every time you said, "Lord, help me,"
he was right there.
Did he do it?
He was right there.
He did it.
He was right there.
Every time. Think back.
He was there.
Just think back now. That you said, "Lord, help me." What happened? You know what happened? Think back, cause see, I can go back when I was going to high school.
Huh.
I was messing up.
Yeah.
I didn't know which way to go.
Mm.
Every way I go, somebody was standing there waiting on me.
Yeah.
Something, and all I could do was sit down and say, "Lord, help me."
Help me, Jesus.
Because mama's going to get me on one side, grandma's going to get me on the other side.
Help me, Jesus.
Daddy's standing in the middle.
Help me, Jesus.
Couldn't go nowhere. That's all I could do was sit down and say, "Lord, help me."
Help me, Jesus.
And he brought me out of
it.
But
let
me tell
so
you
good.
Something.
So why not come on?
You're going to have to pay me.
Why not come on right now and give it up to Jesus?
Give
it to Jesus.
Ain't no sense in wording with it.
And
you
don't
forget
about it. Give it to Jesus.
You know.
Give it to Jesus. Know that God loved us. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Right.
You know.
And fellows, y'all don't have to sit around there and worry about this stuff, whatever it is.
Mm.
Whatever. You don't have to sit down there and worry about it.
You ain't got to worry.
You know, you ain't got to worry until you have to shave your head and get all them gray hairs out of it.
You don't need to worry.
You don't have to do that.
What tomorrow's going
to
be.
All you got to do is give it to him. Give it to him.
Give it to him.
And,
oh, hallelujah.
You know. Oh, Lord have mercy. I wish I had this, you know. Oh, I had it. I had it. But I wasn't listening to it. I thought I could do things my way.
But we all think that.
You know.
We all think that.
I got
this. We all think that.
And, oh, Lord have mercy. It's good. It's good to know that you can just sit back and relax
and let God
take it over. Let God deal with it.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Lord.
Let him take the wheel.
Ooh.
You know, if you do not know Jesus for yourself, if you do not have a relationship with him, I come before you. And I tell you that he's knocking at your door, Lord.
Lord.
And open the door and let him in.
Let him in.
Let him in.
That is.
Let him into your heart. Let him take that seat. Let him be the king in your heart.
Amen.
Young people, let him be your idol.
Woo!
Let him be your idol.
Lord have mercy.
Let him be your role model. Don't let men be your role model. Let Jesus, let the Bible be your role model.
Donald Trump can't make it. He can't fix it.
Oh, man.
He can't fix it. Come on, he'll do it. No, he won't. Because whatever
Jesus.
He do, God. God is doing it.
see, when we take God out the picture, we mess up.
Hey.
God got to be in it.
That's right.
He got to be in it.
I'll fix it. I'll do it.
You know, pray this prayer with us.
Yes. Please, Lord.
Father,
Lord have mercy.
We repent right now.
Yes.
Of all our sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
Amen.
I confess with my mouth.
Glory.
Ooh, Lord God.
Shabbat.
That he is my Lord and my Savior. I believe he rose again on the third day. Lord, take control. I believe you're seated with the Father.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Renew me.
Yes.
And I thank you for coming into my life.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for fellowshipping with me.
Amen.
Welcome to the family. Woo! Another soul for the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Welcome.
Yes, woo. Welcome to the family.
Yes.
If you don't have a church home,
amen.
Be led by the Spirit to a good church home.
Yes. Not your friend. Not your friend.
Be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Because the food that your friend eat may not be the food that you can eat.
That's right.
We're talking about spiritual food.
Yep.
Spiritual food. Because, see, not only do you have to feed your flesh, you also got to feed your spirit.
Amen.
And you feed your spirit with the word.
With the word.
But the men of God need to bring you the word. And
live the word.
They need to be living it.
Walking it, talking it, sleeping
Hallelujah.
It, eating it. Amen. A true man of God.
Just think about this. If you know somebody can't cook, you don't want to eat their food.
That's right.
It's the same thing spiritually. You know, you be saying, don't go over Mama so-and-so house. Y'all know she can't cook, right? Same thing spiritually.
Hey. Don't eat that spaghetti. Hey.
Don't eat those chillies. Those chillies ain't clean. Same thing spiritually.
Amen.
Glory.
It's the same Glory.
Thing. Come on now. We're going to keep this real. You, your folks, old folks, all of us, come on now. We got to keep this real. Because you know what? God holds me accountable. So if I don't tell you the truth, you don't want to know why I didn't tell you the truth.
Man.
And see, y'all might not want to go to heaven, but I want to go to heaven.
Yes.
And I don't plan on bringing you half the world and miss heaven.
Mm-mm.
They're all y'all up in heaven, I'm sitting down in hell. The devil is a lie.
Man. Glory.
To God. Be the glory.
Amen.
God, Jehovah, no other God. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And until next time, be blessed. Be blessed.